Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Warriors of the Bible broadcast, calling all warriors to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Stay tuned for today's message. Hear the word of God, which will demonstrate that God is a warrior. Welcome, Power Warriors. Power Warriors, welcome to the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I am your host, Brother James, reminding you that without a doubt, God is a warrior. So happy to be with you today to talk and expound upon the marvelous, true Word of God. As we are deep into the summer of 2020 and the incredible things that are happening on our planet right now. And today we're going to talk about predestination. And you need to understand that God has predetermined, pre-signed, put His name on all the events that are taking place and those that are yet to come. Everything that's going on in the world today is in Scripture, lines up with Scripture, doesn't have to be made up, doesn't have to be conjured up to equal Scripture. It is Bible prophecy being fulfilled. And brothers and sisters, many Christians, we know that many people, but many Christians around the world are full of fear and anxiety of what's coming on the earth and what is what you can see right now and what has passed. And God just wants me to let you know what you should already know, but we'll reinforce it. Peace be still in Jesus' name. Peace be still in Jesus' name. Some of you are out there thinking you wish you were born in 1929 so you wouldn't have to be dealing with this coronavirus, which apparently, and I'm hoping not, but it's looking, and I'm hoping it isn't. Hope it's just, you know, something I'm seeing, a second wave upon the whole world of this virus when it looks like we had it kicked. You were not supposed to be born in 1929. You shouldn't have been born in 87. You were born to be here now, to see now, and to experience what you are experiencing now. Amen. You are where you're supposed to be. In God's predesigned timeline for your life. And we've got to understand it. And we got to know that God knows what He's doing. Oh, you always say that to yourself when things look bleak. Amen. And things look out of order. That God knows what He's doing. You don't want to be here, but you're here, aren't you? Amen, in Jesus' name. We gotta know that God knows what He's doing, and we got to be ready to meet the Lord at any day. That's all to it. This is the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. And before we get into the broadcast, I want to remind you, you can always email Warriors of the Bible. The email address is powerwarrior25@yahoo.com. Powerwarrior25, P-O-W-E-R, Warrior, W-A-R-R-I-O-R, 25@yahoo.com. Drop us a line. Tell us how you like the broadcast. Always be praying for Brother James. You know, always do that. I'm telling you now that I always need prayer. And, you know, drop us a line if you'd like. You don't have to. And that's Power Warrior 25. Before we get into the broadcast, I'd like to thank the Lord and give a shout-out to my brothers and sisters that are listening to me in the Great Britain, England. Thank you so much for listening to the Warriors of the Bible. And I'm so blessed to have the brothers and sisters in England listening to me. Thank you so much. I'm so blessed. Brothers and sisters in Norway, thank you so much. I would love for somebody, one of the sisters and the brothers in England and Norway, to drop me an email just to let me know how you're doing out there. Norway, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for listening to the Warriors of the Bible. Australia, I'm just reading on the reading in the USA Today and other publications that Australia is going through, I guess they have some type of complete or partial shutdown of that entire nation. That's a large nation from this corona pandemic. Brothers and sisters in Australia, the statistics are showing that I got brothers and sisters in Australia listening to me at this broadcast. God knows what he's doing, brothers and sisters in Australia. You don't have to fear, brothers and sisters in Australia. God knows what he's doing. PowerWarrior25@yahoo.com, brothers and sisters in Australia. Drop me a line. Drop me an email. Tell me how you're doing out there, how you like the broadcast. Amen. Listen. And I want to just say this again before we get into the Bible study. And I have a message. I have something I want to say before that, but listen. Well, I guess I'll get into it because it has to do with this president of the United States who's playing his role. It doesn't make a difference if it's Donald Trump or George Bush or Abraham Lincoln or Barack Obama or if Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton. It doesn't make a difference. They're going to play their end-time role in the end-time scenario of calling this worldwide pandemic a China virus. We are not in a worldwide pandemic. To the unbelievers who are living in spiritual darkness, they can call it a China virus or a Vietnamese virus or a worldwide pandemic. That's not what it is. Brothers and sisters, you know, you're talking about, Jesus is telling us in these last days, he says, listen, as we come to the time of the end, he says clearly in the scriptures, for the brothers and sisters of Christ not to be overtaken in the cares of this world and overtaken in surfeiting. Surfeiting means just taking it easy spiritually, and cares always means concerns. So Jesus is telling us that this is going to be something that the church of that day, which we are in now, and I don't mean we're in it today in August. We've probably been in it for several years. I really believe we started the tribulation period in 2020. That's my belief. But when you look around at the world, you're going to have to give a second thought if you think that we're not in the tribulation time now. I mean, then you see the worldwide pandemic. We're not in a worldwide pandemic. We are in a biblical time called the time of sorrows. Matthew 24, I believe it's verses 3 and 8. Jesus is saying, they asked him, what shall be the signs of your coming and the end of the world? Now, he doesn't speak in a parable. He doesn't speak, amen, you know, sentences that have to be the symbolism that has to be revealed and explained in the latter days, like the book of Daniel. He speaks as clear as day. He said, there shall be pestilence, lemos in the Greek, and it means, no, it doesn't mean little bugs all over the round. It means diseases. And when you get to the point where there is a diseases all over the world, just like you see now in every kingdom and every nationality, you have to come to the conclusion that is the diseases, corona, is of biblical proportions. That's the right term. Now, whether Donald Trump or the Prime Minister of Israel don't use that term, it doesn't make a difference, because they are not claiming to be the children of light. But when we get to the point where we have ministers, preachers, calling it a China virus or an African virus, and why would you put an entire worldwide pandemic, if that's what you call it, on one nation? It's demonic and it's pure hate, and no believer should have anything to do with that. Well, why would you do that? Because we're at the time when Jesus said to the believers, overcharged in surfeiting and the cares of this world, that day take you unaware. And the day he's talking about is the coming of the Lord for the church, in which many of those people, and we're talking about the people, the believers of today, will not be ready, because they cannot go back with Jesus, because they have been overtaken. You know what overtaken means? That means you've maybe fought it off, or you've stopped fighting it off. Well, not fight, you've fought it off, you're not overtaken. You've stopped fighting it off, and you've accepted, and you are in agreement with it, with your cares of this world and surfeiting. So that's what you got when you have ministers and people calling this a worldwide pandemic, when anybody, if you just step into the light for a few minutes, in the Bible truth, you will see that it's a biblical proportion. It's not just something that's happening. But I can't get it to you if the Lord doesn't reveal it to you. But I'll tell you this much: if you just stay right with God, keep your mind on Jesus Christ, you won't be looking at the riots and, you know, the elections haven't even happened. You know, you won't be looking at these events in the eyes of man, in the eyes of human. You will look at it in the eyes of the Bible, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear. Okay. I mean, what kind of person, other than an unbelieving devil, would actually tell an entire world that a certain ethnic group created this worldwide chaos? Yet we have believers out there saying the same thing, because you're such patriots and believe that the United States is God's country, when it is the great Sodom, the United Sodomites of America, that's what it is. And the greatest Sodomites and the greatest wickedness is in the local churches in the United States of America. I mean, you're going to have to get right with God. You're going to have to stay right with God, because no matter what is happening, God knows what he's doing. Amen. You're listening to the Warriors of the Bible broadcast. I'm your host, Brother James. Let's get into today's message. We're going to go to Romans chapter 8, and just the one scripture or two there. Romans chapter 8, verse 29 and verse 30. If you have your Bibles, turn to Romans 8, 29 and 30. If you don't, just listen along. And it reads like this: For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed into the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Verse 30, moreover, whom he did predestinate, that's the word, predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. Today's message is entitled, Your Destiny Awaits. Pre-signed events. Pre-signed. Predestined. What does pre-signed mean? Well, we'll look at it here in the light of Scripture. Verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. God signed your destiny, sister. God put his signature on your past, which leads to your future, brother. Your destiny awaits. Listen, brothers and sisters, God sends the right people to fulfill your destiny. I'll say it again. God sends the right people to fulfill your destiny, but he sends them before your destiny. Henceforth, before he created anything, he had a plan in his mind for you. This is how you are to walk. This is how you are to think. And I know it's not easy to think that way, but if you can just make a habit of pulling your mind back into the light and saying God knows what he's doing and saying God predesigned my destiny. Because brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. If she was part of your destiny, I'm talking about your ex-wife. If he was part of your destiny, I'm talking about your ex-husband, then they would have stayed. They would have stayed in the marriage. You get out there and know that God knows what he's doing. And I promise you, sister, you will have 7, 8, 9, 10 Christian men that want to marry you. And brother, you will have 7, 8, 9, 10 Christian women that want to marry you. Because listen, your destiny awaits. Now, you don't have to fulfill your, you don't have to take your destiny. God's going to fulfill your destiny. But the things that are in your life, let me put it this another way before we get into the Bible study. We know full well that Jesus tells us to walk, to knock, to seek, to knock and to seek the things that we want in our life. If you knock, it will be open. If you seek, you will be fine. It will be found. And if you ask, now, there are some things that God has predetermined to be put in your life, but there's some things in your destiny that you legitimately are going to have to fight the devil for. It's in your destiny, because if it wasn't in the destiny, and I'm talking about bad things, I'm talking about tragedies, I'm talking about crises, I'm talking about the evil in your life. If it wasn't in your destiny, it would not happen. You can pray as much as you want to. Lord Jesus, I don't want to get this coronavirus. Lord Jesus, I don't want my loved ones to get the coronavirus. I don't want it to affect me, my job, and blah, blah, blah. But if it's in your pre-designed destiny, you're going to get it. Or you're not going to get it. You're going to be affected by it in your neighborhood or in your job life or whatever, or you're not going to. It's in the hands of God. Now, brother, what you've done is you've cast that care on Jesus because he cares about you. You've done that. You see, there's no power greater than the Lord Jesus Christ. And so you've done that. So God sends the right people to fulfill your destiny. Now, listen, brothers and sisters, those people are usually always hostile to you, full of hate for you, and part-time adversaries for you. You thought that God sent this bank to approve this loan, that God's going to make a way that way. And that's true. He does that. When God blesses you, he just gives it to you. A blessing is just something he gives. Bless you with a good spouse, good children after they become adults, good health, a good home. Well, not a good home, but things that he gives you, that's a blessing. But anything you have to work at, anything you have to work for, either spiritually or, amen, physically, like a job or a good home or something like that, God causes you to get it. He makes a way for you to get it. So there's a difference between God making a way for you to get it and God blessing you. In order for you, God, to make a way for you to get it, you're going to have to fight. You're going to have to stand up. But whatever he makes a way for you to get is in your destiny. So let me give you an example from the Bible. And I like to use the children of Israel in the Exodus of Egypt because it's one of the greatest examples of the Bible. I don't know what to tell you. God said before they were even born, he told Abraham that your children your seed are going to be slaves and afflicted for 400 years. That means Pharaoh couldn't let them go in 392 years. That's why it took 7 plagues for Pharaoh to let them go, even though Pharaoh told the children of Israel after the first plague, get your stuff and go. He could not let them go because their destiny was 400 years. It might have been 399 years and 2 months when the first plague happened. And he said that I will bring him to the land of milk and honey. The land of milk and honey, thus saith the Lord, is nothing to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because they came from plenty. So they had to leave where they were, but still Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob never had any lack. It was the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So God had to put them in a place where they had nothing and they were afflicted to fulfill his predestined word. That means God raised up Pharaoh to afflict the children of Israel. That's what God told Moses. I know all about it. Who you think's behind your problems? Who's behind your problems, brothers and sisters? Well, that co-worker. Oh, that husband. Well, God is behind it. Because God sends the right people. God sends Pharaoh. God sends the right people to fulfill your destiny. And those people are usually hostile to you, full of hate for you, and part-time adversaries. So, when they came into the promised land was already full of cities, wealth, and the wealth for them where they're with the cattle and the herds. They had no lack. Everything they didn't have in bondage, which represents your unsaved life, your life as a believer, bondage by sin. No matter how much you didn't want to sin, sin was always there. Bondage. That's the only bondage that counts. And now they're free. And in the promised land, they still have to take what God already gave them. So in your destiny, which is your pre-signed events in your life that God has already predestined for you before you were created, God makes a way. He sends the right people. He puts you in the right school. He puts you in the right marriage. Oh, Brother James, I had a bad marriage. Well, I'll tell you who is the one you can blame. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And how you doing right now? Well, I made it through. Well, of course you made it through because that man, that situation is part of your destiny. It's designed for you. Okay? And he put the children of Israel in the right place. He says, all this is yours. All you got to do is whip on the nations that are already there. Well, Lord, you knew about these 10 different nations that are 6 times stronger than us? Oh, yeah, I put them there. God knows what he's doing. And what he's doing is he's making you into a warrior despite of your cowardness. He made Moses into one of the greatest prophets, if not the greatest prophets in all Scripture. But Moses said to God, when God told him, go tell Pharaoh what I told you to tell him. And he said, blah, 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 I can hardly speak. I can hardly talk. Yet Moses didn't realize that he was standing in the presence of the eternal creator of all things, talking like they were family. See, you don't know who you are. See, you don't know who you are, but you're about to find out. You know, everybody out there, you say, speak to the devil and say, you don't know who I am. Speak to the devil and tell him, you do not know who I am, but you're fixing to find out. You're fixing to find out. Amen. Man, I'm telling you, when you learn that you're in the will of God and that you finally understand that everything in your destiny, everything that's evil, every event that is hostile to you, everything, every wall that's blocking you is in your destiny, I'm telling you, the devil is going to pack up his bags and he's going to start hiking a new trail, because then he will know that you know that you know that he knows that you are one of the sons of God, and he can't do nothing about it. You are listening to the Warriors of the Bible Broadcast. I'm your host, Brother James. Today's message is entitled, Your Destiny Awaits, Pre-Signed Events, verse 30. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. First, he predestined your destiny. Then he justifies you and everything that has happened. You look back in your life and you say, Lord, there has been some things that have happened to me that were just plain wrong, man. They did me wrong. He did me wrong. She did me wrong. But the situation is, they, and we're talking about the people that the devil used, they are needed to make you into what God designed you to be. And what did he design you to be? Well, we're going to heaven. Brother, listen, you are not in heaven. When Joshua and Caleb surveyed the land of milk and honey, they saw a couple of fellas that were kind of big, kind of strong, and they go by the name of giants. Okay? And we come to find out those giants were necessary so that when Joshua and Caleb and the children of Israel took the kingdom, they knew it was God that did it for them. But listen, they also know, as we're going to get into, that God used them. See, God works through you. So therefore, the giants that you have already slayed in your life, you're going to have to admit a truth that to those giants, to those situations, to those circumstances, you are a God to them. You are God-like. You are God-like. I don't mean because you're just born again. I mean just because you have done so much damage to Satan's kingdom within your life, not the world, and not nobody else's life, but into your life, you come to the conclusion that you are God to those situations. And the giants, if they could talk now, they would say the children of Israel, yeah, man, they're like gods. They were like gods back then. They were, your problems and situations are needed to make you into what God designed you to be, a warrior. Now, warriors get tired of fighting, okay? Warriors get tired of fighting, especially when they can't see the end of the battle. We are human beings. God made us human. But no doubt, if you mentally quit or collapse, the Lord will come through for you. See, you've heard differently. You've heard brothers and sisters, these ministers come out and say that you can't fulfill God's destiny if you quit. You've heard that. And I believe these brothers and sisters are well-meaning, and I might have said that. I don't think I've ever said that, but if I ever said that in my life, I was well-meaning, but that's not true. If Joshua would have fainted with fear, because what he was going to see is the children of Israel were going to fight, they were going to shoot arrows or whatever they had. But the enemy, unlike Pharaoh, the enemy was going to shoot back and there would be casualties. If he would have fainted with fear, that would not have stopped God from still giving them the victory, because God cannot lose. He does fight. That's why the Bible says put on the whole armor of God, because God has never lost a battle. He has armor on, or you couldn't put it on if he didn't have it. So if you go in there with doubt and you mentally quit or collapse with good intentions in your fight, God will still bring you through. The thing is, God wants you to feel and taste what he tastes, and that's victory. Amen. That's what it is. That's why he uses you. He doesn't need you to win. He doesn't need you to get you from one place to another. But he wants you to taste what he tastes. And we're going to wrap this up now as our time is running out. Finally, danger, 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 because I just said you will come to a point where you will know that God works through you and God is giving you the victory, but he had to use you. So if God uses you, if anybody uses you to win, you feel like a champion. Okay, you want the trophy. You're going to get the trophy. You're going to get the title belt. And that's danger if you don't handle it right, because you will believe that you've done these things with your own hand. Time has run out right now. Your destiny awaits. Pre-signed events. God knows what he's doing. To all the brothers and sisters in Norway and England, the United States and Canada and Australia, keep your head up. Jesus is coming. Amen. I'm so glad to be with you today. And until we meet again in a couple weeks. May God keep you in perfect peace.